This February, we are honoring Black History Month by going global. We're hearing from exciting voices with roots somewhere in Africa, but who are citizens of the world, people who are making an impact as part of the global diaspora. Today, we meet one of the biggest names in dance music in Europe. Paul Van Haver was born and raised in his mother's native Belgium, speaking French. His father, whom he saw rarely growing up, was from Rwanda. Now, the bare bones of the story are that he was not an avid student, but his mother insisted he choose an instrument, and he chose the drum, which would seem to have absolutely nothing to do with how it is that Paul Van Haver has become a major star on the European pop music scene, where he is known as Stromae.
Alors on danse. Alors on danse. Alors on danse. Alors on danse.
And we were able to catch up with him on a brief visit to the U.S. after he attended the Grammys. He's with us now from our studios in Culver City, California. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for your time.
You know, your music has gotten a lot of attention for capturing kind of the mood of the continent. And a lot of the people who've written about your music, one of the reasons they say it really cuts through for people is that it really captures kind of where people are. And I wondered where that voice came from.
Actually, I'm just like a photographer or like a director. Of course, I have an opinion, but I don't think my opinion or what I want to say or what I want to give is so obvious, because that's not my job. My job is just to give a point of view, not more than that.
You're like reporting,
That's
you know how they used to say that rap is the CNN of the streets? You remember? Did you hear that?
No, but that's true. That's so true, yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you feel? Like you feel like you're reporting?
Yes, but not about a situation. It's about something that nobody cares about. For example, for Formidable, this guy that I saw 10 years ago, which was a homeless, he was just asking to my girlfriend and me coins or something to eat. Mm-hmm. And actually, he was a little bit aggressive. And the problem is that this guy decided to say to us, "Do you think you are beautiful?" to my girlfriend and me, really aggressively. Mm. And I wasn't really angry. I was just wondering why this guy decided to say it to me at this moment. And later, like 10 years later, I create the song Formidable, which is like a mix between this guy, a friend of mine, which was a little bit drunk. And the track is not talking about drunk or drugs or stuff like, or marginal or, you know, somebody aggressive, or just sadness and loneliness. That's the meaning of my song, actually.
Yeah, let's play a little bit for people who have not yet heard it. This is Formidable, and I want to talk about the video, but let's play a little bit of it. Here it is.
Oh, tu t'es regardé, tu te crois beau parce que tu t'es marié, mais c'est qu'un anneau, mec. T'emballe pas, elle va te larguer comme elles le font chaque fois. Et puis l'autre fille, tu lui en as parlé. Si tu veux, je lui dis, comme ça c'est réglé. Et au petit aussi, enfin si vous en avez. Attends 3 ans, 7 ans et là vous verrez si c'est formidable. Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable.
It seems like a fellow after a bad breakup, and you know he's kind of reeling after a bad breakup. And so there is that line that you mentioned from the encounter you had where it says, "Hey, take a look at yourself. Think you're Mr. Handsome just because you got married? This is but a ring, man. Don't get carried away. She'll dump you like they always do. Now about the other girl, did you tell her?" So it goes on. It seems kind of a little intense. But the video has had something like 60 million views on YouTube to this point, probably more by now. And it is you kind of stumbling around on the street in Brussels. And you seem like you're drunk. And the cameras are, I think they're hidden. They seem hidden, are filming the encounters that various people have with you. And some people seem to know you, like they're taking your picture. And
some
people try to help you. And the police come at one point and they seem kind of nice. Was this all a put on? You were pretending to be drunk, right? Just to see people's reactions, correct?
Exactly.
So how did that idea come about? It was very interesting.
This kind of video, like real videos in the street, are maybe more interesting for people than when I'm trying to work on, you know, real creative works. And I was a little bit sad to know that, but actually we are like that. I'm like that too. I'm a human. So I decided to
So the idea of sort of catching a star, a celebrity like yourself, drunk and in the street was kind of more entertaining for people, even though you weren't drunk, just to clarify, was more entertaining than actually watching you film like a performed piece.
Mm-hmm.
How do people feel now that they know that it was really a performance? It was a performance. So are
actually,
they okay with it?
I think that people were surprised. The only message is only that this video clip is a mirror of us. That's all.
Pourquoi t'es tout rouge? Reviens, gamin. Et qu'est-ce que vous avez tous à me regarder comme un singe, vous? Ah oui, vous êtes sains, vous. Bande de macaques, donnez-moi un bébé singe. Il sera formidable.
We wanted to do this video and we didn't know what we could expect. And it was a big surprise to see that, we had like a policeman. We had three people who were like filming at me. Somebody who was laughing about me, somebody who was trying to help me, somebody who was just ignoring me. And I think that's what we are.
Formidable. Tu étais formidable, j'étais formidable. Nous étions formidables.
If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Stromae. He's become one of the biggest names in dance music in Europe, and we were actually able to catch up with him on a visit to the U.S. There's another song that I really want to talk with you about, and it's Papa Ute.
Yes, it is.
And I just want to play a little bit, and then I'll ask you to translate a little bit. Here it is.
Des géniteurs ou des génies, dites-nous qui donne naissance aux irresponsables, hein? Dites-nous qui, tiens, tout le monde sait comment on fait des bébés, mais personne sait comment on fait des papas. Monsieur, je sais d'où on aurait hérité, c'est ça, faut le sucer de son pouce ou quoi? Dites-nous où c'est caché, ça doit faire au moins mille fois qu'on a bouffé nos doigts. Hey, oudé, papa, oudé.
And, the video is devastating, if you don't mind my saying, as a mother. It is devastating because it's a little boy who's trying to get his father to react and who's the father is kind of like a mannequin. So he's there but not there. Mm-hmm. And the boy is going through all these, trying to get him to play soccer and kind of engage with him. And he can't, of course, because he's a mannequin. Mm-hmm. The lyrics, do you want to translate? Do you want to translate a bit for us from what we just heard?
I'm just trying to ask what's our father's job. And that's the question, and I don't have the answer, actually. Of course, my personal life is that I didn't really know my father. I met him, like, sometimes, and he died in the Rwandese genocide. So that's why I was educated by my mother only. And, of course, it's a question that I have, but it's not because I didn't grow up with my father that I have this kind of question. It's just because I'm a man. The question is, what's a good father? What's a father? What's a bad father? And actually the answer is we just trying to do our best.
Yeah, the chorus is, where are you? Papa, where are you?
Yeah,
and one of the lyrics that I think really struck me is that, come on, tell us, who does? Everyone knows how babies are made, but no one knows how fathers are made, Mr. Know-it-all. It's in our blood, that's it. And it's how does your mother feel about it, if you don't mind my asking?
Actually, she was touched by the song, of course, because I'm his son. But she loved the song, yeah, she loved the song. She's a fan. I think she's my first fan.
Well, she's your mother, of course. you play the mannequin, just for people who haven't seen it yet.
Yes,
you play the mannequin, and quite a handsome one, if you don't mind my saying.
This kind of image of the father is beautiful because that's what we want of a father, and that's what we don't want of a father. It's so paradoxal, of course, but I think we are paradoxal when we are children or teenagers. And actually, that's the question that we ask always, all the time, to our father.
Did you ever ask him? Did you ever, before you mentioned that, your father was killed in the Rwandan genocide. Mm. Did you ever have the opportunity to ask him why he wasn't more present in your life?
Maybe I asked the question, but I don't remember. Mm. He died when I was 9, so I don't have any precision in my souvenir. Mm. I'm sorry for my English.
No, it's fine. I understand what you're saying.
You know, actually, when I was a teenager, I was maybe a little bit angry. And until before I created the song, I was still a little bit angry, but I decided to have less angry about my father and just decided to say, okay, I'm already 28 and I think I have to grow up because he's not there anymore. Hmm. And I think that I'm here and I have to do my best for the next one. Hmm. That's all.
Well, what is next for you? I mean, as we mentioned, you are a very big star in Europe. And, you know, as I say, not just, you know, millions, like tens of millions of YouTube hits that your videos have been viewed. You've best-selling albums in mainly, but not exclusively, French-speaking countries. I mean, in France and Belgium, but also in, you know, the Netherlands and Israel, interestingly. Mm-hmm.
Germany,
yeah, yeah, as one would imagine. And so, What's next for you? Are you hoping to record in English? Are you hoping to, you know, cross the pond and do something in the U.S.?
I think I can come in the U.S. even if I speak French. I hope. That's my big hope, actually. So, yeah, just continue to sing in French and to be listened by non-French people.
So is that the goal then? You want to sing in French and let people figure it out? Is that the plan? Just deal with it, right?
I think it's about a feeling more than a language. Hmm. And I think that we and every culture in the world has to keep their own language just to bring something else, something different, and show a different vision of the world, actually. Hmm. And that's why I'm trying to keep my language.
And what about being a man of color? Has that played a role in your career?
What does that mean exactly, a man of
color? Man of color?
Yeah.
I mean, interestingly, in this country, we use that to mean mm-hmm. people who are not white, basically. That's pretty much it, not white.
Okay, color.
That's
okay,
kind of
okay.
How we use it.
The thing is, I'm not brown or white. That's the thing. I'm just half and half. My father is black, was black. My mother is white. And mm-hmm. I don't think it's about the color or something. It's just about feelings. And the thing is, everybody live exactly the same things. We are all humans, even if you speak Spanish or whatever you speak. That's just, we are humans, and that's really interesting. And I'm sure that we can understand each other, even if you don't understand my language.
Paul Van Haver, known as Stromae, is a Belgian singer, songwriter, dancer, and he was kind enough to join us in our studios at NPR West, which is in Culver City, California. Stromae, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for your inviting, enfin, your, vos invitations, pardon.